If the Senate goes along with President-elect Donald Trump's choice, then financier Howard Lutnick will be the next Secretary of the Department of Commerce. He should also be the last. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. This week, I'm celebrating our latest edition of Reason Magazine. It's the December issue. And in that issue, we call for abolishing everything. Or at least just about everything. Amtrak, the Army, the DEA, the Department of Education, the Department of Transportation. The list goes on and on. You can find all of those pieces now at Reason.com. I've got a contribution in that issue of the magazine, but I've got an additional contribution here today in light of the fact that, as I said at the opening there, Trump has nominated Howard Lutnick to be the next Secretary of the Department of Commerce. That announcement came on Tuesday. Lutnick is a personal friend of the president-elect's, and he's got deep ties to Wall Street. He's co-chairing Trump's transition effort. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump said that Lutnick would help lead the trade and tariff agenda at the Department of Commerce. In other words, Lutnick is apparently aiming to make it more difficult and expensive for many American businesses and consumers to engage in commerce, the very thing that he's supposed to be overseeing. And that contradiction, I think, reflects the Commerce Department's own kind of confused status. It's an amalgamation of programs and agencies that often have little to do with the exchange of goods and services, or seem to be determined to make that process more complicated than it needs to be. So that's why I think we should just abolish the Department of Commerce. Because commerce is, after all, something that happens spontaneously, without government approval or direction. And Americans are very good at commerce, and that has nothing to do with the fact that the federal government spends $120 billion every year on a department named after the activity. If the Commerce Department ceased existing tomorrow, we would still buy and sell things as if nothing had changed. Now, one might suspect that a large part of the Commerce Department's portfolio would be focused on protecting Americans' right to engage in commerce without undue coercion. That's not true, because that role is already filled by other governmental entities. If someone lies or cheats or commits fraud during a business transaction, and if for some reason the judicial branch can't resolve the matter, which it probably would, then it would be the Department of Justice, or it would be the Federal Trade Commission that would get involved to defend the rights of the aggrieved party. The Commerce Department would have nothing to do with it. So what does the Commerce Department do? If you go to its website, you'll learn that, quote, the department has one overarching goal, to improve America's economic competitiveness. Now, I would note that the best way to achieve that goal, the best way to improve America's economic competitiveness, would be to tax American businesses less than similar businesses are taxed in other parts of the world. But the current administration has been advocating for higher corporate taxes, so that means that the Biden administration is failing by its own metrics here. And if you care to dig down a little further, you'll find that there are five strategic goals below this main objective, and those goals manage to be somehow even more vapid. One of them promises to foster equitable economic growth, another ensures 21st century service with 21st century capabilities. And here it is, only 24 years into the 21st century. Great work, guys. You're totally worth $120 billion annually. Now, it's a good bet that Lutnick will scrap some of that rhetorical nonsense when he gets his new gig, but it would be better for Congress to just shut this whole thing down. In fairness, there are two big parts of the Commerce Department that do seem worth saving, and one of them should never have been in the Commerce Department in the first place. So moving it to a different part of the federal government, shifting it around the federal organizational chart, shouldn't be too difficult. That first thing that we need to save is the Census Bureau, which is charged with performing the constitutionally mandated once-per-decade counting of Americans for the purpose of determining how many congressional seats go where. And the Census Bureau also performs a variety of other data-related tasks. I think it could be spun off as an independent agency, and that would actually probably make it function better. It would be more independent from some of the politically motivated mandates that have been passed down recently regarding how it should count heads. The second agency that might be worth saving is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, which forecasts the weather and charts the oceans. The NOAA could be downsized considerably because the private sector is more than capable of doing most of its work these days, but what remains should be relocated to the Department of the Interior. obviously, because that's where it belongs. And in fact, that's where it would have been if not for the fact that President Richard Nixon was mad at his Interior Secretary right around the same time that the NOAA was getting started in the 1960s. And no, I'm not making it up. That's really the reason why it's in the Commerce Department instead of the Interior Department, because Nixon just decided it should be. So the Commerce Department, as you can tell, makes little sense, and abolishing it isn't even that radical of an idea. During his time in office, President Barack Obama, who was no champion of smaller government, actually called for downsizing and reorganizing the Commerce Department so it could be focused more narrowly on trade policy instead of being this mishmash of a bunch of other things. I think that would be a fine compromise today, one that would allow Trump and Lutnick to trim some unnecessary agencies, relocate others, and still pursue their trade agenda. Now, reports this week suggest that Lutnick landed in the catbird seat at the Commerce Department after losing an intense internal battle for the gig that he really wanted, Treasury Secretary. Some of Trump's top allies, including Elon Musk and Robert Kennedy Jr., wanted Lutnick to be Treasury Secretary, and the fight over who gets to run Treasury has become something of a proxy for the battle over Trump's first term, is how the Wall Street Journal reported it. But the Commerce Department shouldn't exist as a consolation prize for would-be Treasury Secretaries that don't make the grade. Indeed, the Commerce Department should not exist at all. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Again, check out our latest issue of the magazine. Abolish Everything is the cover story there. And we go to great lengths to try to explain why just about every part of the federal government should be downsized, privatized, or completely gotten rid of. You can find those pieces at Reason.com. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.